After graduating from the one-room elementary school on Madeline Island, older students travel by ferry, ice road, or wind sled across Lake Superior to get to secondary school in Bayfield. Districts like that will get relief this year from a pot of money called Sparsity Aid. Ken Kaczynski is the administrator for Northwestern Wisconsin's Cooperative Education Service Agency.
It will be a monumental event for us to have $500,000 dispersed for those small schools. It's almost some lifeblood given back to those schools to help them, because in order for receiving those dollars, there are other cuts they're not going to have to make this year, and those cuts will affect kids in learning within the classroom.
School districts have to have no more than 10 students per square mile and enrollment of 725 students or fewer to get Sparsity Aid. State Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster pushed hard for the money, but only got 45% of her request.
It is not fully funded. So one of our messages is also that we would call upon the governor and the legislature to really look at Sparsity Aid and to continue to prioritize the needs of some of these smaller districts.
Wisconsin is still largely rural, with 44% of students attending schools in those areas. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.